When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free one. You could also listen to us in Richmond on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this first day of November 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
What's up?
What's going Happy on? Friday. Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning to you.
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Got a big Football Friday show here on The Fan, although we will talk some movies. Kevin's going to join us at 7 o'clock. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5. John Feinstein joins us at 8. Got Scott Abraham from ABC 7 joining us at 9. And kind of a cool in-studio guest, Gravis Vasquez, who, of course, starred at the University of Maryland for years, then went on to have a nice NBA career. He's doing some work for Monumental covering the Wizards. So he's going to join us in studio, which should be fun.
That'll be very cool. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be doing a lot of stuff regarding the Wizards?
I'm not sure how long he's doing it. I think I was told he was doing it for a week. I don't know if that extends.
I see. Okay, that's cool. I like Grievous. Got some super fond memories when Grievous was at Maryland. He definitely was a Gary Williams favorite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt about that.
Fan favorite.
Did his time intersect with Valdez's? Am I getting those timelines right or no?
Probably a little after. Was Grievous there when you were a student?
He was 06 to 10.
Yeah, I was 05 to 09. Yeah, we did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Okay. That was your prime years.
Because I remember seeing him on campus when I was a freshman, and I knew he was a year younger than me. Mm. So, yeah.
Very cool. It'd be great to have Grievous in.
I think he was, never mind.
What? What's up? He was a bunch of hotties?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, I mean, he's a high-profile hoops player then in the ACC. Yeah, you think
he may or may not have been going into my dorm building to go smash some chick.
Right. You can neither confirm nor deny. Probably could confirm, though.
Right.
Well, you can't confirm it. They might have just been, you know, having a nice conversation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Study together.
Hanging in the study lounge.
We'll have Gravis in studio coming up at 9:20 on the show. What did you end up doing for Halloween? I know you were going to your daughter's volleyball game, but did you guys leave out a bowl?
Well, I had the greatest Halloween ever. So I left out a basket of candy. All right. The game was at 5 at Holy Cross. Holy Cross defeated Paul the Sixth, straight sets. Holy Cross will now be in the WCAC finals on Sunday for the 13th straight year in a row.
So they're a juggernaut in volleyball.
And so they won last year. They went like at a 4-year spell where they didn't win. They kept losing in the finals, but they won again last year, hoping to repeat. We'll have a tough one against O'Connell on Sunday. But after the match, I was sitting there and I heard something just heavenly from a good friend. And she said, yeah, I don't want to go, because we won quickly. We won like in an hour. Okay, won three sets.
Oh, so you could have been home to hand out candy.
She said, I don't want to go home right now and deal with Halloween. I said, neither do I. I said, let's go out to dinner. So we went out to dinner. We went to Summer House in Rockville. Skipped Halloween completely.
Punted Halloween.
Completely. Now, Summer House
very nice.
Is in a really nice kind of town center where there are a lot of people out and about in that town center. There's a bunch of restaurants. There's pinstripes.
There were some younger folks, like in their 20s, maybe walking around with costumes. But, yeah, it was fantastic. Best Halloween I've ever had.
Right, because you didn't have to deal with it.
I didn't have to deal with it. I just sat there outside in the restaurant, had a nice dinner, shared a pizza and a salad.
Did you guys see what happened with the basket? Did it get pummeled quickly?
Only half.
Okay, so people were honest.
Well, to be honest with you also, I turned out all the lights. My wife said I didn't make it very...
inviting.
I didn't make it very inviting.
Yeah, so. You made it look like you were on like a sex offender registry list. That's how you made your house look. Dark.
Oh, no. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Well, I mean, some of those houses, they'll have signs in front of them. They're like, you can't come up. There's no candy at this house.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that.
That's like a thing. Now, I don't know if I've seen any around my house, but I know that that's a thing.
Oh, they say, don't come up here. No candy.
Yeah, I mean, they're not allowed to hand out candy to kids.
Right.
So we had a couple of kind of kids' parties to go to, and my wife was a little bitter because I didn't go to the first two. I was like, somebody's got to pass out the candy. And so I eventually joined them, but I left two little bowls with candy, and I just wrote up a note and said, just take one.
I'm sure they're just going to take one.
Were they all gone?
Well,
when
the
you got
truth
back?
Is... We got back around 8:15 or 8:30. There were only a few pieces left, but my wife, I think the Ring doorbell is a deterrent. She would get a notice anytime somebody came to the door, which was constant.
Right.
So from 7 to 8, kids were honest and just took one or two pieces.
Look at that. Very good.
Well, I mean,
honor
the
system.
I didn't even bother that. The candies we gave away were so little. They're just the standard stuff you get like at CVS in a bag.
Those were small, too.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I didn't care. You could take it all. In fact, I wish they had taken it all.
Did you bring the extras in here today?
No.
Because Valdez likes extra candy.
Yeah, I know.
He loves it.
No.
I had a ton of it, too.
Did you have a ton
of
kids?
Very disappointed in the turnout.
Turnout was low.
Disappointed.
Now, it was the way like Loudoun Field like 5 years ago.
Now, the way Loudoun County is working for their, I have no idea why they have so many days off. They had Wednesday off.
Okay.
I think that was a teacher work day. They had Halloween off.
All right.
They have today off for Diwali.
Okay, very nice.
Okay. They have Monday and Tuesday off because of the election.
Huh.
All right, so they've got seven days off. Got 7 days. So I think a lot of families...
Just
they bolted.
Out.
Yeah, they went on vacation.
I didn't know that Loudoun County had like a fall break built into their school schedule.
I mean, I didn't realize it was that long. But I was very disappointed. We had a ton of candy. I actually went out and bought more candy last night because I thought we didn't have enough.
Halloween in Loudoun County especially is kind of lit this year because you had the spooky season and all the kids out there, and then you had all the fireworks going off for Diwali.
Diwali,
oh, really?
What is Diwali?
It's an Indian holiday.
That happened to be yesterday, or
it's actually technically on. Yes, it's on Halloween.
So what is?
But they celebrate it the day after.
What is Diwali though? I understand
Festival of Lights.
Yeah,
I don't know the details, but
it's a big deal.
It's Vali.
On a side note,
it's Diwali. It's not Diwali.
It looks like Diwali.
Did you guys see the video? The viral video of the Dodgers fan that blew part of his hand off. Celebrating.
I don't want to see that.
He's lighting a firework with the shortest fuse you've ever seen. The fuse is like this, okay? It's like Rom's dong. It's so small.
Right.
And he's lighting it, and then, shocker, 2 seconds later, it looks like a grenade goes off, and then I guess when they throw like a flashbang grenade, have you seen people that are like incapacitated? Like they don't.
No, I've never seen it.
Well, he staggers away from the scene. He leans up against a building, blood spurting out of his hands all over the sidewalk. And his buddy comes up. And he's like, are you okay, bro? And dude's hand got half blown off.
Oh, my God.
Please stop celebrating with fireworks. It's a horrible idea. Leave it to the professionals.
Who was the giant, Pierre, that had it blew his fingers off?
Yeah, JPP.
JPP.
Pierre Paul, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, blew off part of his fingers.
Right.
Still played. several years after that.
Yeah, for sure.
And he was productive, too.
Maybe up until a few years ago.
Did Cakes Quinn stay in character all day?
I didn't. It was too warm. I didn't want to wear head-to-toe black. I had my wife turn on the air conditioning. I was like, it's too hot in the house. Plus, none of the kids would have gotten it. Like, it was almost exclusively little kids. Like, they wouldn't have been like, oh, are you Coach Quinn? they wouldn't have known. So.
Did you put the makeup on, Lurch?
I did. I did the full deal.
Oh, you did.
The full deal.
I love it.
And then you only got the
I was scaring all the little kids.
How many did you get the scare? Like, 20?
Well, we had a kind of a neighborhood pre-Halloween happy hour party.
Right.
People brought food and everything. So all the kids came from the neighborhood. So those are the only kids
that
I saw.
Were they in your house or like on the
driveway? No, it was outside on the street.
Right.
I scared the heck out of a few of them.
Very good. Like it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So that was the best part of the night.
It is interesting.
But then
I went in.
All the other drunkard parents stayed outside. I said, I'm going inside at 7. So I started watching the Caps. Yeah. Then, of course, I had to watch Halloween.
Yeah, of course you watched Halloween.
I sent Cakes a picture of the three hotties.
I didn't respond. My apologies.
I'm walking down the street.
The scariest thing I saw last night was the first half of the Jets-Texans game.
I was watching a little bit of that, too.
It was burning my retinas. It was such bad football.
It was terrible.
And then there was some offense, actually, in the second half. I think it was 7-0 at half.
When did the reverse to Corley happen?
First half.
That was the first half.
That was
play.
The first. That would have been.
How many times are players going to do this bit?
I can't understand.
Where they drop
it's still
the
happening.
Football before they get
it
to the end zone.
It almost happened to Kyle Pitts last week.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they reviewed it and they
he got hooked. Like I thought he definitely dropped it short of the end zone. Please drop the ball 5 yards into the end zone. Like if I'm a position coach or NFL head coach, I'm showing that highlight or low light to my team today on a loop. I'm telling them if this happens on our team, you're going to get fined under the table.
They just
something bad is going to happen.
It happens every season, multiple times.
I can't comprehend it. Hmm. And that had to be his first touchdown or would have been touchdown. Right? He's a rookie, Malachi Corley. Like
he's a rookie.
He gets very little burn on that team.
Right.
He had his first NFL touchdown taken away. Because he's a bonehead.
Well, that'll never happen with him again.
Because he's a clown.
I can promise you he'll never do that again.
Please.
Because that's how embarrassing it is.
Please.
Malachi Corley on the season has one catch for 4 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would have been a touchdown.
Please cross the plane into the end zone. Then you've got the Garrett Wilson catch, the spectacular catch, his second touchdown catch. Which
that was ridiculous.
One-handed.
I don't know if it's a touchdown or not. Like I at this point, I don't know what is a touchdown and what isn't. It's hard to determine.
Because
he was sprawled out, like part of his body was out of the end zone. Like
they reviewed it and they said he had the 1 foot down easily. He had his shin down.
He had two amazing touchdown catches last night. He had a one hander like across the middle. I think that was in the first half. Can't remember, but was that the first half?
No. I think that
maybe
was
early
second half. Yeah,
but yeah. He
because the score at halftime
game.
Was 7-0.
7-0. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shocked
then
the
Rodgers,
Jets won that game.
The Aaron Rodgers actually showed up in the second half.
Right.
Now, you got Devontae involved, and we mentioned Garrett Wilson, but man, what a terrible... Penalties everywhere, negative plays, injuries, timeouts. God, I couldn't watch much of it.
Stroud got sacked 8 times.
Yeah.
I know.
That offensive line is an issue for him.
Yeah. They might have to go out and get a receiver at the trade deadline.
I mean, you don't even really recognize most of the names there.
Well, Nico Collins should be back next week.
Yeah, I know, but I still think they might need another one.
Probably, with Diggs out.
But they thank God Garrett Wilson did something last night.
Tank Dell had a bunt. He had a bunt. You know, 102
yards. He was the only guy Stroud threw
through. Of course he did, because I traded him away last weekend. I never make trades in fantasy. Then I was like, you know what? I need some depth in my running back room. I'll trade away Tank Dell. He's very frustrating.
Right.
So, of course, he goes out for like 126 yards, 6 grabs. Didn't find the end zone, but still, that's pretty valuable.
But Valdez, I can promise you I will bring some candy for you next Monday because we have a huge bowl of it. So I'll bring,
keep it there.
I'll bring half of it there. Here. Well, if you don't eat it, someone else will.
Well, I didn't watch either one of those. I didn't watch that, really, or even...
You didn't watch Halloween either. We know you
didn't
watch
Halloween. And honestly, I didn't watch the Cubs. I came home and I went straight to bed. I'm trying to go to bed earlier these days.
Are you going out of town this weekend?
Yeah, I got to drive. It's another nightmare.
And then you got to get back here Sunday.
I got to race back.
Well, you got the game.
And then I got to go to Catholic at 6.
Right, right.
You got a busy weekend.
You got a doubleheader on Sunday.
I got a doubleheader. But I see the cat. I see Ovi scored. I see Willie scored again.
Yep.
I mean, what is going on? This team is possessed.
The offense is crazy.
What is going on?
It's just a radical departure from last year.
Let me ask you this, because I don't know anything about hockey. Are they legit?
They might be legit.
It could be legit.
Are they legit?
There's possibilities.
Based on what they've added, how they're playing, scoring a bunch of goals. Mm-hmm. You know, they got the two good goaltenders. Are they legit?
They might
Way
be
too
legit.
Early. It's very
7-2 is a great start.
I like the early returns. Yeah. Very positive.
I'm 5-1 at home.
Ovi had a day. He had a goal, two assists. Willie got off the schneid, right? He had gone 5 or 6 games, I think, without scoring a goal. Got back on it.
I don't know if it was 5 or 6, but yeah.
Maybe it was 5 or 6 without the power play unit. I think that's what it was. And I think Willie scored on the power play unit. I think that's
Look at that. The Caps in second place in the Metro behind the Devils, who've played 4 more games.
Yeah, right.
Because
the Devils started the season overseas, right?
Correct.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. This might be a hell of a year for them.
I hope it is.
I'm telling you, early success could set the tone for the entire season.
100%.
Certainly can.
You're right.
Let's go to Richard in Germantown. Says he's a frustrated Caps fan. Oh, but it also says / donk. Richard, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Richard.
Hey, I'm just like, you know, it's like you play good in, you know, that early part of the second period. And then it's like you give up a bunch of goals. It's like, come on, guys, be consistent.
You're not happy. You're not happy with the 6-3 win.
No, I'm grateful for it. And I think it's like they got their butts in gear, and which is great. And it's just like I'm just worried that, you know, we can get one of these deals where it's like we start off great and then, you know, hey, we're going to, you know.
Hey, well, why are you being so needy? They scored 3 goals to close them out in the third period, and they won by 3 goals at home.
I'm just worried that it's like
Stop worrying so much.
It's very early.
This is coming from me. I worry about everything all the time. Stop worrying. It's early. We're not even 10 games in yet. Enjoy the ride.
I know, and it's like it's going to be a rough ride and whatever, but it's like...
All right, I can't. I'm sorry. It's too early.
He just talked too slow.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he's happy with anything. Yeah. He'll win the lottery, and then he'd be upset he has to pay tax
on it. Did he actually think that they were real Stanley Cup contenders before the season started? I mean, come on, this is unbelievable.
Last season, they couldn't score to save their lives. Now they're scoring 4.1 goals per game. They're like top 4 or 5 in the league right now. You should be grateful for what's happening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, this mic is definitely shorting out.
There's some weirdness with that.
Every time I move it. So I don't know if we see Roger again.
How about that? It's Roger. We'll I'm coming and fix
Roger
the mic.
Roger had the pants. I think it was 2 days ago.
Okay.
As low as I've ever seen. Like, completely below his buttocks.
Okay.
I mean, all the way to the bottom. I don't even know how. Does he have his shirt, like, pinned?
I don't know
how his shirt stays in.
He's almost as mysterious as, like, Stonehenge.
Yeah.
And the pyramids.
It is a miracle.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
First of all, I don't know how he walks. Because when your pants are below your cheeks, how does he even walk without the pants just falling all the way down?
He's more interesting than a Sasquatch to me.
Dude, he's super interesting. <Yeah. laughs> They were the lowest I've ever seen him.
He fascinates me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if we see him walking around, we need to get this cable swapped out before Grievous comes in
here. Yeah, cable. How about that? You like that? How about that?
I can fix it. Let me go see if I can find one.
I think Valdez does the best Roger in the
does
whole
he?
Building. Yeah,
does he?
It's pretty good.
I do.
Yeah, pretty good.
Hey, remember, if you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can text a fan on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. It's the same number. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.